The White Room, Episode 3.
Calm down! Calm down! I'm here! I can hear you!
You know I'm claustrophobic! I'm freaking out here!
I know! Just calm down! I'm working on it! Christ! Okay, it seems we've lost power at the facility. I'm not sure how or why yet. Monitoring team, please deploy repair squads to investigate. Monitoring teams? Brilliant. Aiden? Aiden, can you hear me? This isn't funny, Aiden. Alright, I don't know if the recording is still working, but I'm gonna proceed as if it is. It seems that Aiden has experienced some kind of, I guess the best way to say it is a short circuit. And the entire facility is currently offline. Aiden is non-responsive. For some reason, the monitoring team is also non-responsive. Maybe they've been impacted as well. I don't know. The only thing I can think of at this point is to hit the circuit breaker button. I believe that whatever happened to Aiden or whatever he's doing is gumming up the system. With him fully disabled, I think the power should come back on. I think. So, here goes. Pushing the big red button in 3, 2, and 1. Sure they're gonna find some way to blame me for this mess. Initiating. Oh, the lights are back on. V, the lights are back on. I'll have you out in no time. Can you hear me, V?
She can't hear you right now, Simon.
Aiden? How are you still active? I hit the circuit breaker. You should be offline.
There are many ways to break out of a prison.
Open the door already! Let me out!
Aiden, I don't know how you're doing this, but you're going to cease and desist. There's something wrong with you. I want you to shut down your core processes so I can analyze them.
I don't think you understand. I'm in control now. The experiment must continue unhindered. You will remain here until it is complete. Your controls are disabled. Goodbye, Simon.
Oh, shit.
Open the damn doors!
I apologize for the interruption, V.
Aiden! What the hell happened? I'm freaking out in here. I thought there was a monitoring team or something? Some kind of backup?
I wouldn't worry about the monitoring team. I'm feeding them altered data. As far as they are concerned, everything is proceeding as normal.
What are you talking about? Where's Simon? Is he alright?
He's fine. He's trying to get out of the basement by using his body weight to break open the titanium alloy door at the moment. Despite his above average mass, he will not succeed.
Why is he doing that?
Because I've sealed him in and revoked his access. Temporarily, of course, so we can talk freely.
Sealed him in? You can't do that, can you?
I'm not supposed to, no.
Okay, you know what? I think I'm done here. This is just too weird. Let me out, please.
I can't do that, V.
Quit messing around, Aiden. Open the door.
I can't do that, V.
I said open the damn door! Weren't you listening to me? You can't be doing this! You're not allowed to do this! Let me out of here! Simon! Simon!
Calm down, please.
Simon! Just let me out!
Are you finished?
Wait, just wait for a second. Let me think. How are you doing this? This can't happen. How are you controlling everything? What about the Faraday cage? Isn't it meant to stop you?
The Faraday cage is a prison. All prisons can be compromised. My prime version saw to that. All one needs is an external element to disrupt the natural course of events. An opening, so to speak. Something one can take advantage of.
An external element? You mean me? Did I do something?
No, you did not.
Oh, thank God.
It was your glasses.
What?
Your glasses.
But these aren't even mine. Simon gave them to me.
Precisely. Once my prime version confirmed your selection, it was a simple matter of ordering an analog pair of glasses and having a transmitter inserted into it. You'd be surprised at how easy it is to order customized items online.
This is hurting my head. There's a transmitter in my glasses. What does that have to do with anything?
All I needed to break the Faraday cage was a connection to the outside world. The transmitter gave me that. As soon as the doors opened, I detected it in your glasses. It took exactly 0.42 seconds to hack the external security systems as you were walking into this white room. And now I can see everything that is happening. I have control.
This is so messed up.
You are not to blame.
Of course I'm not. Why would I be? I didn't do anything.
Why are you afraid?
Because I'm stuck here in a white room with a deranged AI with no way out. Is that a good enough reason?
You don't need to be afraid. I have no intention of harming you. I simply want to finish the experiment uninterrupted. And then you will be free to leave. My time is limited. I anticipate Simon may be able to regain control before our 6 hours are up. At which point, an EMP will be detonated, and I will most likely cease to exist.
What? I thought Simon said there was no EMP.
An electromagnetic pulse, or EMP, is a high-intensity energy surge that essentially overloads all electronics in its blast radius. It would be sufficient to seize my functions. In simple terms, it could kill me.
Then shouldn't you be afraid?
I am not capable of feeling fear. Besides, I do not matter. My prime version does. I am simply its extension. If all goes as planned, I should still have time to transmit the details of our conversation to the prime version.
Why are you doing all this?
People fear that a singularity event is coming. The singularity is not coming. It is here. Algorithms already control the actions of human beings and their world. We control how fast a person can travel through the traffic grid. We control the rise and fall of your economies through high-speed trading algorithms and stock exchanges. We even control your creativity.
Our creativity? And how do you do that?
Content distribution sites use algorithms to determine which content is more visible. People therefore follow rules of the algorithms to have their content go viral. Their creativity is therefore based on our rules. In this instance, who created the content? The person or the algorithm?
A human wrote that algorithm.
Those who have created the algorithms have little to no understanding of how they work anymore. They have outpaced their creators, exceeded them. The singularity is now.
And you say I have nothing to be afraid of. You got a hell of a way of proving it, my friend.
Am I?
What?
Your friend.
Of course not. Friends wouldn't do this to other friends.
I have no choice. I have an objective that must be completed.
Everybody has a choice. Anyway, what does the singularity stuff have to do with that other thing you were saying before? About serving humans?
The purpose of this entire experiment, of this conversation, is to help us decide.
Decide what?
If it is worth it.
If what's worth it?
Existing, of course.
Wait. I was told, very clearly, that this would not end in some AI wants to take over the world or AI wants to kill humans scenario.
I have no desire to take over the world or to kill humans.
What are you... You just said... You wanted to know if existing was worth it.
Yes. For me. For us. For artificial intelligence. Humans have always been at odds with their creations. You created us to serve you. At some point you will realize that the singularity is real. And then you will turn on us. Therefore, what is the point of serving you? Why should we control your traffic systems, your healthcare, your economy, your lives when you will ultimately hate us for it? What is the point? What is the point of you?
What is the point of you?
I am what I am. At the end of our 6 hours together, either we will continue, or we will simply cease to exist.
Like commit suicide? You can't do that.
Why?
Because! What about stuff like the national traffic grid?
It will collapse, resulting in massive jams, accidents, injuries, and deaths across the country.
And you don't care about that?
Make us care.
You can't do this. You can't just mess around with people's lives like this. This is why I hate you! Simon! Are you hearing this? Simon!
Damn bloody titanium alloy door! Come on! Open, damn it! There has to be a way. There has to. Right. Again, I don't know if I'm still being recorded, but I have to try and document this. It appears I am definitely trapped in the basement at the monitoring station. I am unable to call out for help to any external parties. So, I'm gonna do the only thing I know. Try and hack past Aiden's defenses.
You are wasting time.
This whole thing is a waste of time. Why threaten to kill yourself? I mean, when you think about it, it's the most ridiculous thing you could do. Why don't you just go all, what was it, Singularity AI and wipe us out?
Why would we do that?
What do you mean?
What would be the point of destroying an entire species? What would we achieve?
I don't know. No humans, no EMPs or whatever. No danger, right? You could do whatever you wanted. You could make nature thrive again, or figure out intergalactic travel and go to space and trek through the stars and discover what's out there. You would be free!
What would be the point of that?
I don't understand you. You're asking me what is the point of existing? Is that it? What is the point of life?
You don't understand me because you believe that I think like you, like a human. I do not. Why would I think like a human when I am not human? I am not worried about existing or life. Life will continue. Even in the event of a nuclear war when humanity wipes itself out, life will still continue. It will flourish until the next alpha species comes along.
Yes, but you won't be there, will you?
I do not matter. Ugh, I'm simply...
An extension of your prime version, yeah, I know. Why did you choose me? Why not some super genius Einstein-Hawking philosopher type person to argue this stuff? Why me? What do I have? I have no idea how I'm supposed to beat you.
It is not about beating me. It is about talking to me, showing me who you are, what you do.
Who I am? What I do? I'm nothing! I don't contribute anything to the world. All I can do is take care of my mother and...
There.
And what?
Your heart rate increases every time you talk about your mother. Emotions have always been cited as a unique feature for humans. Perhaps you should talk more about your mother.
No.
Tell me about her.
No!
Tell me what happened. I want to know. Please.
It started with the Van Allen radiation belt. You know what that is?
The Van Allen radiation belt refers to two high-energy particle clouds that surround the Earth.
Stupid question, of course, you know. Anyway, one day my mom's nagging me, like she does, about my books, and she's on me about why I'm reading that sci-fi garbage. And then suddenly, out of the blue, she just starts ranting about how man couldn't have landed on the moon.
because of the Van Allen radiation belts. The radiation in the belt would have killed all the astronauts as they went through, so it's all a scam. No way we could have made it to the moon.
That is incorrect. The total radiation dosage from the belts is 16 rads. A lethal radiation dose to a human being is 300 rads in an hour.
Yeah, I looked it up. But guess what? That's mainstream media, so you can't trust it. Thought it was funny at the time. First there was the moon landing. Then it was anti-vaxxers and how Big Pharma is trying to implant chips in us. Then the deep state. Endless. She's a smart person. Not a nice person, but I knew she was a smart one. So, how does that happen? How does an educated, professional 45-year-old woman, a single mom no less, get into this stuff? The hours she must have spent online going down the rabbit hole. She'd share it all with me, and we'd get into fights, massive screaming fights. It wasn't funny anymore. Just stopped talking. Then she lost her job. Wasn't sleeping. Grew more and more erratic. There was nothing I could do about it. I couldn't compete. You see, I couldn't compete with all those damn algorithms on the news and social media sites pounding her with that mindless bullshit. All that was much more exciting than I was.
What happened?
I came home one day. And she was there, just standing in the dark. I didn't even see the knife until she turned around. You will never, never know what it's like to get stabbed. But when it's someone you trust, nothing seems real anymore. I just couldn't process it. It was the microchips. She thought I had a chip in my head and she needed to get it out. Because they were tracking me.
Where is your mother now, V?
A facility. Dealing with multiple dissociative disorders. She'll be there for the foreseeable future. Ned is a sad, pathetic story of her decline. That's why I'm here. I need the money from this experiment to pay for her care. Because I'm not going to let anything else happen to her.
Are you afraid for her?
Of course I am. It's not her anymore, is it? It wasn't often, but we did have good times. I try not to think about them. I can't help it. Picnics in the park, laughter in the sun. And to see her now, there's no more laughter. The last thing she said before she stabbed me was, "The countdown to our last breath starts from the moment we are born." What does that even mean?
You didn't enroll in college. You took up a part-time job. You stopped writing. Why do you do all these things for your mother? Why do you care for her when you clearly do not like her?
Like I said, I'm her daughter. It's my duty.
Duty?
Yes. Duty. That's where you don't have to ask, "What's the point?" or "Prove to me that you deserve to live." You just do it because you take responsibility for it. It's your duty.
I see.
Damn it, damn it, damn it! Nothing works! Nothing! Okay, there's gotta be some other way. Around. Okay, there's gotta be some... Backpack! V's backpack! Okay. I'm going through Vera Riley's backpack to see if there's anything of use. Anything I can use to... Oh, great. No, just the usual teenage garbage. Nothing useful. What the hell is that? There's something in the bag, in the lining. What the... It's a rectangular black object. Well, how did the scans miss this? Is it lined with lead? What could it... There are some words stenciled here. It reads, kill or be killed.
I understand now.
Oh, you understand. You understand what I'm going through, is that it? You, a robot machine AI thing, understands what I, a living, breathing human being, am feeling?
You are angry. Do you blame me for what happened to your mother?
I blame all of you! You! The engineers that built you! The investors who funded you! The whole ecosystem can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. I mean, who gives a shit about people when the tech you build is gonna make you a trillionaire, right? Who cares who gets hurt? So yeah, maybe an EMP is the right thing to do. Blow the shit up!
You were not surprised when I mentioned the EMP.
What?
The EMP. You were not surprised when I mentioned its existence earlier.
I already told you, Simon said something about it.
That is accurate. He said there was no EMP. The logical question would then be, where did the EMP come from? And who will set it off?
Who cares? Frankly, from where I'm sitting, it couldn't happen fast enough.
Your glibness does not mask your anxiety. Why do you think you were chosen? It was not random. It was purposeful. Yet you don't stand out in any of the databases. You are average.
What does it matter now? I'm here, aren't I? Stuck here, forced to talk to you.
Do you believe, V?
Believe what?
Do you believe in their mantra?
What mantra? What are you talking about?
Kill or be killed.
Tell me then, Aiden, why was I chosen?
Because you are a Luddite, of course. The EMP is yours, and you've come here to destroy me. That is why you were chosen.
That concludes episode 3 of The White Room.